From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. In Oakland, California, Mayor Ron Dellums faces his first major test since taking over City Hall earlier this year. Garbage is piling up due to a labor dispute between trash haulers and the company they work for. Now the popular mayor and former Democratic congressman is looking to head off a potential public health crisis amid some skepticism about his leadership. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
I'm standing near the corner of MacArthur Boulevard near 69th Street in this working-class neighborhood of Oakland. And nearby is a row of overstuffed garbage bins that are spilling their contents on the sidewalk. The odor is, well, quite frankly, tolerable, only because there's a stiff wind here. Now, the neighbors say this garbage hasn't been picked up in nearly 2 weeks, and that's because trash hauling is a service contracted out to a private firm called Waste Management. And the company recently locked out its workers.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah,
right. Are you ready to fight?
Yeah, right.
At a recent labor rally, Teamster leader Chuck Mack accused Waste Management of acting in bad faith with the union and the public.
We have a history of 40 years of no strikes and no lockouts at Waste Management and their predecessors. We have not taken a strike vote. We are not going to take a strike vote. We're not on strike. This is a lockout initiated by the employer.
The dispute is mainly over health benefits and a company-proposed safety program. Waste Management spokesman David Tucker says the lockout was precipitated by the union's refusal to negotiate before their contract expired.
On Friday, June 29th, they canceled an hour before the negotiations take place. And on Sunday, July 1, they again came out and stated, we are unprepared, unwilling to discuss any aspects of negotiations, and they got up and walked out. And this is all before the lockout even occurred.
Along with the lockout, Waste Management has brought in replacement workers from around the country whose performance has been spotty at best. Caught in between the two sides are the residents of Alameda County, just east of San Francisco. In Oakland, the largest city in the county, garbage pickup has been slowest in the poorest neighborhoods, and that angers residents such as Nancy Warren.
Why should it be that only the rich people get their trash picked up? It's just that they know those are the people that are going to scream the loudest because they know that they have that right.
There's been no conspicuous finger-pointing at Mayor Ron Dellums, but there are rumblings that City Hall should take action. And this week, the mayor announced the city is suing Waste Management for not picking up the trash. The mayor also offered to mediate the dispute, but short of taking over the contract, he says the city doesn't have many other cards to play.
If we had the power, it would be done, period. But we do not have the power. We do not have the trucks. We do not have the drivers. This is not a dispute between the city and city workers.
The garbage lockout comes as many believe that Dellums' new administration has gotten off to a slow start. Robert Smith, who teaches political science at San Francisco State University, says Dellums was elected promising to reform City Hall and otherwise clean up Oakland.
And thus far, I've been watching and waiting to see how he plans to fulfill those promises. I've been a little disappointed that he has not moved more rapidly than he has.
Dellums has called for a 90-day cooling-off period, which the union has accepted because its workers would be back on the job. Waste Management declined. They say they expect their replacement workers can get all garbage off the street by early next week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.